This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Camp Fire has now burned more than 10,000 structures to the ground and killed 56 people. And that latter number is expected to rise, as over 130 people in that vicinity are still listed as missing.
The careless use of the term fake news is not just injurious to the body politic. It puts journalists in real danger.
Outgoing Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake there speaking at last night's Congressional Correspondents Association dinner.
I thought I would have to serve a lot longer than Orrin Hatch and still would never hear the President of the United States refer to our free press as the enemy of the people.
The Commerce Department says retail sales were up 0.8% last month as more Americans were buying cars, appliances, and electronics. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
U.S. House Republicans choose Kevin McCarthy as their new leader, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Californian defeated Congressman Jim Jordan in a landslide victory. McCarthy replaces current House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin as leader of the party in the lower chamber. Ryan announced his retirement from Congress at the end of his current term. As expected, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York will continue in their positions. For Republicans, South Dakota Senator John Thune was promoted to party whip. House Democrats will elect their nominee to serve as Speaker and other top leadership positions when they officially take the majority later this month.
The lawyer who represents porn star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, is out on bail after being taken into custody yesterday in Los Angeles on a felony domestic violence charge over an incident that reportedly took place on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A high-ranking Veterans Administration official is being reassigned as a House committee is holding a hearing on delayed GI Bill payments potentially affecting hundreds of thousands of veterans. The executive director of the Education Service of the Veterans Benefit Administration in Washington will reportedly be reassigned to a regional office in Houston. That official, Robert Worley, who is scheduled to testify today before the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Prosecutors in Saudi Arabia say they will seek the death penalty for the killers of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. 11 people have been charged for that October 2nd murder of the Washington Post columnist at a Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Officials say Khashoggi was strangled to death, his body then dismembered. Saudi Arabia and its crown prince have repeatedly denied any knowledge of the so-called interrogation gone wrong. The big winter storm that's headed into the eastern third of the nation is forcing a lot of airlines to delay or cancel flights, even in some cities that aren't in the path of the storm itself. Dozens of flights already canceled at St. Louis Lambert International. Washington's Reagan National Airport seeing a lot of cancellations as well. Most of the big airlines are now waiving fees for changing flights today. And remember, whatever the weather, we're online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt light, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. He is Lowell Bonte, former Reader's Digest roving editor. His latest book co-authored with Craig R. Smith, which we're going to talk more about in just a moment. He comes here bearing gifts. He is like one of the wise men. Maybe he's all three rolled into one. This is why we love Lowell Bonte so much. Well, it's good to have you with us.
It's the holiday spirit.
Hey. You know, I'm setting the mood here, and not to mention the fact that I do respect your wisdom, sir. And I often brag about you, and am proud to count you as a friend. And I appreciate you coming on the show.
And I often say to you, as one of the bravest, most intelligent people in all of American broadcasting.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, you know, it's like for you and Craig Smith, it's all about the people, Lowell. I mean, if it wasn't for the people and what we're trying to do here, in fact, I was just having this conversation with a very dear friend this morning. I said, look, it's not about me anymore. It's really about my kids and my grandkids. In fact, we happen to be right now, you'd love this site here. I wish you could be here with us. We're overlooking Kanapali Bay in Maui, Hawaii. And our two-year-old grandson resides here in Hawaii. He was born in Hawaii. And it's a nice excuse to come here and see him and be blessed and watch him grow. And I just think about this, and I think about this little guy. You know, what kind of America are we going to be handing off to him when it's time for him to be voting and making the critical decisions for his children and his grandkids?
Oh, sure. And we're now seeing kids in college, half of them say they're afraid to question their professors, because there is so much ideology in everything. Everything's been politicized. You see this record rise in anxiety, depression, panic attacks among college students. You see a drastic decline in fertility, 60% drop in sperm rates and so on in recent years. And we wonder what kind of future we will have indeed. And now people just had a chance to vote on their future. Right. And that vote I suggested in the column at World Net Daily should have been based on something very obvious. That is, one of the first things you learn about politicians is don't pay attention to what they say, pay attention to what they do.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of people find Donald Trump abrasive, loud, abusive, whatever. He talks big, but he delivers big. This is what makes him exceptional. I mean, we've hit 4.2% growth in the United States after 8 years of Obama stagnation and malaise in the country. Just in October, we had a 3.1% increase in salaries in America. We are experiencing the best economy in 50 years in the U.S. And if people voted against him and voted to tear out whatever power he operated from, as they almost did, they were basically voting against their own future. They were voting to
exactly
send that good economy and go back to what we had under Obama.
Right. Well, this is the importance of leadership, Lowell, as you and I have discussed many times before. Leadership is the one that plants the dream and vision and leads you to the promised land. This is what Donald Trump is doing. And we get to watch it, and some people are being taken to the promised land, kicking and screaming against it. But fortunately, there are enough reasonable Americans, almost 63 million, that said, look, we want Donald Trump. Trump, with all his blemishes and everything else, but here's a true CEO, and probably in modern history, certainly the only one that I can remember that is a solid CEO who's come into the White House and has looked at this government as a business. And what is he doing? I mean, he has fulfilled, what, close to 300 campaign promises. My goodness, I mean, you know, we could have presidents that could have been president even all this time over decades and not even come close to fulfilling 300 promises.
Oh, sure, but he's also been making democracy real in the sense that how the people voted in an election actually counts for something. For so long, under both Republicans and Democrats, we had governments that, while they were not terrible, they were basically wishy-washy. I mean, everything would be a let's be 50% left and 50% right, and you would wind up with this very crippled, hobbled kind of capitalism. There was an earlier era in America where we had the blessing of two political parties, both of which were basically pro-capitalist, pragmatic, willing to talk to each other, willing to make reasonable compromises for the good of the American people. Now, unfortunately, we have in particular one of our two political parties just becoming overtly, openly socialist. In its politics. And what makes that scary is it turns every election into an act of Russian roulette. It means in every election, people who are deciding whether to invest in making new jobs, new companies, new job hirings, and so on, it is telling them that you are taking a huge risk putting your money into this economy, because if the wrong party wins, they will be dedicated simply to confiscating a lot of what you have in higher taxes, heavier regulations, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say that we shouldn't believe
California.
I
live in California, for example, which is scary because California alone now has one-third of all the welfare recipients in the United States, one-quarter of all the illegal aliens, and one out of five people living technically in poverty here. And so we have a handful of very rich people in Silicon Valley and Hollywood living inside gated communities. They believe in building a wall around themselves, of course.
Exactly.
But they're simply preying on and gaining political power from this extreme number of poor people.
Lowell, you bring out a clear point here that has to do with, with the reference so often when we talk about socialism, pundits are quick to say, well, look at Venezuela. You know, they have a 1,000,000% inflation rate that's going on. But I say you don't have to go that far. Just go west. You know, look at California. This is a one-party state. This is a clear example of what liberalism, progressivism, and socialism brings to you. It is so demonstrable, so obvious, and so close, and here we are, and we somehow cannot seem to connect the dots and want to learn the lesson.
Well, let me give you an example of how strange that comparison may seem. In Venezuela right now, one of the major ways the government controls the people is that the military and the political state there has taken over all allocation of water in the country. If you want water to grow crops or even to water, you know, your family, give them their needs, you have to be very careful politically, or you may have your water cut off. In California, they've already passed a measure where in 2022, they are going to limit every Californian's use of water to 55 gallons a day.
Wow.
Which means if you have a swimming pool, if you have a lawn, kiss them goodbye now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and then you still won't be able to use a straw. So you're really in trouble now.
Well, they, now mind you, if you're willing to pay a heavy enough penalty, this is a way to get taxed too. If you're willing to pay $5,000 or more a year in penalties for overuse of water, then you can still get it. But you can't.
Well, everybody gets to go to LeBron's house then. The LeBron James swimming pool is open and has now become the community swimming pool because he's the only one in the hood that can afford a swimming pool now.
I guess I'll have to eliminate water polo from the next Olympics in California. But no, this is the kind of control and manipulation where the government wants to reach into everything in our lives and manipulate it. And it's really quite destructive. Add on to that the fact that we just had this election with all of its pros and cons.
I'll tell you what, let me stop you for just a minute before we add on. Let's add on after the break because we got to go to a quick break. We got more from Lopanti after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida,
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. I'm Bill Martinez. Lowell Ponte continues with us, former Reader's Digest roving editor, his latest book co-authored with Craig R. Smith. Speaking of which, Lowell, you know, I mentioned in the first segment that you always come like the wise men bearing gifts, and you've got a great gift for our audience, and so let's give it some place and time. Let's talk about this new book.
Why, how true. This latest book by Craig Smith and myself, forwarded by Pat Boone, is titled Money, Morality, and the Machine. Anyone listening to us for the holidays, we have a terrific gift for you at absolutely no cost for postage or anything else. We will give you, absolute, won't cost a penny, a free ebook version of Money, Morality, and the Machine, so you don't have to pay $20 to Jeff Bezos or the or Amazon or the Washington Post. Just call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 1-800-630-1492. And one of the things that book does, it has a whole chapter called Totally Devoted that goes into all the different ways they have been systematically taking democracy away from us. They're doing the same thing in the European Union, of course. They make it harder and harder for the people to feel they can vote on anything. Their laws, their regulations are now imposed by bureaucrats in Brussels, not by people they vote for in London and Parliament. And the same thing is being done increasingly here. We have elections. People do vote. But then later, government officials go in and add however many votes are needed to reverse the vote totals in places like Florida or Arizona.
Exactly. Arizona, exactly. And not to mention the fact, hey, let's throw in an activist judge here and there that we're still dealing with from the Obama administration, which just took care of, didn't take care of it, but it definitely is blocked the XL pipeline one more time.
Yeah, and this is the challenge. We now have, we are largely now governed by an unelected government, often called the deep state, made up of unelected judges, unelected life-appointed bureaucrats, and, of course, journalists, or people who call themselves journalists. His first press conference by the president immediately after the election, the first words he confronted were from CNN's Jim Acosta, and those words, as a question, were, Mr. President, I want to challenge you. And then he proceeded to give a little rant, and then he paused, and he started to give a second rant, and the president said, that's enough, give the microphone to someone else. And Jim Acosta actually refused to turn over the microphone that belonged to the White House to any other journalist there. And in fact, he physically assaulted a woman staffer with the White House who tried to take the microphone away from him.
Well, ironically enough, you heard the one, and I think she's an attorney at The View, that claimed that it was the White House intern who assaulted Acosta. I'm sorry, I can't get there.
We have videotape on the matter. We just have two versions of it. The CNN version that they've been airing has edited out the little portion where Acosta hits her elbow to try to get her away from him. Everyone else's videotape shows him physically striking her. But, of course, this is why the news can no longer be trusted. It's simply a political manipulation, an act of propaganda in the country.
Right. Well, Lowell, I don't know where we have to get to where enough of this insanity and lack of reason, you know, can continue to be vacated, because we do this as you and Craig Smith continue to bring to light here, is that we do this at the expense of our freedoms. And it is so critical that we get beyond this. I've often used the analogy. It's like somebody drowning. You know, you can't go in and save them right away because they have too much energy, and then you're going to end up drowning with them.
So
you have to get the fight out of themselves, to where they finally realize, you know, they don't have the answer. Whether it is, you know, about the immigration issues, opioid crisis, just go right down the line here. You know, we keep involving the government where they're ill-informed, they're greatly prejudiced. And when I say the government, I'm talking about those that do not really want to reflect, you know, the Bill of Rights and our freedoms that are enumerated there, starting with free speech. And that free speech, yes, with every one of these rights comes responsibilities. And this is why, you know, mainstream media has been associated with fake news and false reporting, because number one, they have been. You know, it has been fake, it's been false, call it what you want, but they're misserving we the people, because we need them to be the investigative reporters, to exercise their talents and giftings and resources that they have in these big organizations. They have the money to look into these things, but because they're so ideologically driven, they're misserving us, and at the same time, they're limiting their own development as journalists.
Well, reporters were supposed to be the watchdog who would protect us from corruption and so on by politicians. Now they tend to just be the lapdog for one political party or the other. They tend to serve
that party's interest. So where do we go from here?
They're not elected.
Yeah. That's the other thing too. They're not elected. Jim Acosta is not elected. It's not for him, you know, to come off of the president time and again. I mean, he has created this adversarial relationship so that it becomes about him and not about, you know, the people that need, you know, we really need Jim Acosta in a sense of his talents and what he can bring. But if it's just going to be about him, then he negates his, you know, his reporting skill set.
And the country worked best, as I said, when both our parties were centrist, when they could talk to each other, when compromise was possible, when pragmatism was possible in solving problems. But now we have Hugh Hewitt recently writing a book called If It's Not Close, They Can't Cheat. Well, you look in Florida, you look in Arizona, yeah. It appears that the Democrats in charge of the counting in some of those election counties are willing to manufacture 100,000 votes or more to make sure their side wins. I mean, it's just become surreal. We had in Georgia this young woman, Stacey Abrams.
Abrams, yeah.
Who has literally said a few days before the election, illegal aliens are part of my constituency. What in the world does that mean? Is this where all those hundreds of thousands of votes came from?
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are sitting in places like Florida. In other words, we used to believe strongly in democracy here. A recent survey, I believe by Vox, found that only 51% of the American people still have faith in democracy. 46% do not. And it's precisely because they see elections rigged and manipulated this way.
Mm. Well, look what happened in California. You know, we were talking about the situation there. I mean, Governor Brown signed an edict that it was okay for illegals to have a driver's license. Okay, so now they get driver's license, which means they can go to the airport, they can get on planes regardless now. And in addition to that, along with their driver's license, they're sent an absentee ballot. Now, technically,
they're automatically registered to vote. When they get their driver's license,
and
there's a provision in that in which they say, I certify that I am a resident of California. They no longer say they're a citizen.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, this is the America that we find ourselves living in today. And Lol Ponte, you know, we've got the Democrats controlling the House. Nancy Pelosi, you say you don't listen to what they say. But I say you can, because whatever they tell you in typical form, it's the opposite. So when Nancy Pelosi says we're not interested we're not interested in investigating, we're interested in legislating, well, she already tells you the opposite is true. This is like the Screwtape letters.
Oh, sure. Well, Donald Trump reached out and made a very humane gesture to Nancy Pelosi. He praised her and then added that if she couldn't find enough Democrats to vote for her, he would help supply Republican votes to make her speaker.
Yeah.
Why? Because 28 Democrats who were elected or reelected in this most recent election had all pledged to their voters that they would not vote for Nancy Pelosi to be speaker. She's really a rather disapproved person in many quarters. And so, she may vote, but she's a more compromising person than many Democrats would be. In fact, she grew up as the child of the Italian boss, mayor of Baltimore, as I've written about at great length.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there, Lowell. I look forward to having you back as always. Lowell Ponte, former Reader's Digest roving editor, author of With Craig R. Smith, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Make sure you take advantage of his kind gesture. Toll free. You can give them a call for a free postpaid copy of the book, 800-630-1492. Thank you, Lowell. Appreciate it.
Hey, God bless you, Bill.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Camp Fire has now burned more than 10,000 structures to the ground and killed 56 people. And that latter number is expected to rise as over 130 people in that vicinity are still listed as missing.
The careless use of the term fake news is not just injurious to the body politic. It puts journalists in real danger.
Outgoing Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake there speaking at last night's Congressional Correspondents Association dinner.
I thought I would have to serve a lot longer than Orrin Hatch and still would never hear the President of the United States refer to our free press as the enemy of the people.
The Commerce Department says retail sales were up 0.8% last month as more Americans were buying cars, appliances, and electronics. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all for you, all about you, just the way you like it, right here at the intersection of faith and politics. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Christina Rodriguez is going to be joining us in just a moment. We've got lots of congratulations to go toward her, and you'll understand, because for more than a decade, the Coors Light Leaders Program has recognized and highlighted the achievements of emerging Latino leaders through an online public voting competition, a national campaign, and robust community outreach. Christina Rodriguez was named the 2018 Coors Light Leader of the Year, and her award includes a $25,000 grant to Mind and Melody, a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for those experiencing neurological impairments such as Alzheimer's through music. Now, Christina's mission is to improve the quality of life for seniors in our community, and her organization brings together musicians and volunteers of all ages to build intergenerational relationships with seniors. In addition, Mind and Melody develops student-led chapters at FIU in Miami, FAU in Boca Raton, and Jupiter, the University of Florida, and the Florida State University to recruit volunteers and raise awareness. Some volunteers have joined the organization to share their love for music, others because of their medical interest as future physicians. They all bring a sense of joy and energy to the program and engage fellow students to be part of the initiatives. Christina, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Congratulations for being the Coors Light Lidiera of the Year. And Christina, as I mentioned, is the president and co-founder of Mind and Melody Incorporated. Welcome, Christina. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And I'm so happy to have won the Coors Light Lidiera of the Year.
Well, I'm really proud of you, you know, for putting this all together. You know, this is amazing. And of course, this epitomizes a teamwork and a vision that can draw others the way you were able to do this. I mean, this is really what you have done is nothing short, of extraordinary.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've always been very interested in music and science, and the idea for mm-hmm. Mind and Melody was born when I was 14 years old. I was volunteering at a hospital, and I thought to myself, I would love to create this room filled with instruments where the community could come in and create music with the patients. And mm-hmm. it wasn't until my junior year of college when I was able to bring this idea to life.
Mm-hmm. There's just something healing about music, is there not? I mean, you can't help but listen to music and frown. I mean, unless the music's depressing, but you know, other than that, I mean, it's hard to be depressed when you hear good music that you know, brings you to life, right?
Absolutely. Music is a universal language, and when we listen to our favorite music, we often recall our past and those memories. Mm. We remember the moment when, you know, we first danced with somebody we loved, or a family vacation, a funny time with friends. We remember those moments that make us human.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, tell us about the Coors Light Lidiera program, if you would.
Yeah, so the Coors Light Lidiera program helps emerging Latino leaders across the country, like myself, who are dedicated mm-hmm. to improving their community. The program highlights 12 Latino leaders every year, and the leaders participate in a month campaign to raise awareness about the work that they're doing. You know, during that 1 month campaign, the leader with the most votes wins the award and receives $25,000 for their community program.
Yeah, and this competition that you had, I mean, all equally qualified, great stories. Obviously, you hustled and were able to get more votes. Congratulations for that. But you had 12, I mean, a total. There were a total of 12 very worthy, you know, competitors in this program, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there are national leaders that are doing amazing work in their community. And you can visit CoorsLightLidieres.com to see the amazing leaders that have been part of the Coors Light Lidiera program since 2006.
What does this mean for you and your family to win this award?
It's incredible.
And the reason why, and let me interrupt you for just a second, because some people might say, well, why did you include her family in this? Because this is what Hispanics do. It's not just the one person, right? You represent the whole family when you do stuff like this.
No, absolutely. And just to give you an idea, tonight we'll be celebrating the $25,000 in an award that will be given to me, and I'm going to be recognized for something that I'm so passionate about. My grandparents flew all the way from Spain to be here. My aunt came from Venezuela. My sister flew in from North Carolina. So yeah, the entire family is coming together, and this is an honor, you know, for me and for them and for our community.
Exactly. Well, how will this $25,000 grant award help you make a positive impact in your community?
So it would the $25,000 will help us expand our music programs for older adults that are living with Alzheimer's and dementia in Florida. We're going to be bringing this program to more healthcare facilities and also at the comfort of people's homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Why do you think, Christine, it's important to engage more young people in community programs like this?
I think it's extremely important. I see the impact that, you know, millennials have every single day. We work with a lot of musicians and volunteers that sometimes they may not know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help somebody that has dementia and Alzheimer's. I'm not really sure how to interact with an older adult. And after they start getting involved, and they started seeing how the music changes the person and how, you know, their efforts and the bond that they create with the older adults impacts. They start realizing, wow, I do have the ability to give back, and I can connect with a generation that is, you know, much, much older than I am. I think music has that ability to bridge those two generations together.
Kind of interesting, you know, young people, you ask them what they want more than anything, and it's time. You know, time with their loved ones, time with their parents, and that translates even for patients like this. They want time, they want acknowledgement, and you know, so this is the opportunity to give the very thing that they themselves are crying out for. Your life has been a journey of dedicated volunteerism. What have you learned from that?
I mean, what I've learned that this is my calling. This is what I'm set to do in this life. I love what I do, and I love being in the sessions and being able to connect with someone that may not necessarily be able to speak, but they can communicate with you throughout, you know, without words, just by their facial expressions and by their you know, their body language. I think that's one of my favorite things.
Well, Christina Rodriguez is the president and co-founder of Mind and Melody, a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for those experiencing neurological impairments such as Alzheimer's through music. What tips do you have to encourage young people to volunteer in their community, and where can they go for more information? My final two questions, as we have to wrap things up here in about 60 seconds, Christina.
Sure. So I encourage them to start small and to follow a community project that they're driven and they're passionate about. They can find more information about Mind and Melody at mindandmelody.org. And also, I really encourage listeners to take the time to look in their community and see who is really making a difference so they can nominate future Latino leaders. The application opens on February 2019. And you can go to corps.leaderis.com to stay tuned.
Well, Christina Rodriguez, congratulations once again for being the Coors Light Lider of the Year. She's the president and co-founder of Mind and Melody, Inc. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the celebration tonight. And I know that you will put that $25,000 award that you received to great use in reaching out to your community and spreading the good news and the good word to everybody else. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154.
That's 800-596-2154.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know, there's just something about hearing that needle pop and that scratch. It just takes me back, brings back some old memories, I gotta tell you. We got Steve Evans coming up
live.
Oh, yes. We're talking the movie guy. Yes, Steve Evans, live and direct from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. You remember the old needle drop sounds? You know that?
I do. They used to call that a Q-burn is what they used to call that.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. And I'll tell you what, if you remember, after the oil embargo in the 70s, you know, I remember in those days because I was working at a station in Los Angeles, and they were extremely generous. Every night I would come in, Steve, and I would have, whatever album, what it was just being released, it was right there in my locker, and it was terrific. But then what happened is, at that period of time after the oil embargo, you would take the, a lot of kids that are hearing me right now, they don't understand this language, but you would pull an album out of a sleeve, you know, because all they know is digital downloads. But there was an actual, album, and you may see them still in some stores. It's kind of a rarity, but they're there. But, you would pull them out, and they would almost bend in two because, we needed that petroleum to be in our cars, not in the vinyl of the records that were being played. And also, when you would play it once or twice, then you would get that that cue burn, or the burn on the record, and you hear it, and say, we would say it sounded like you were cooking bacon up.
That's right, just like the opening of this segment here.
I mean. Just so you understand, I mean, this is why I'm smiling, because it just takes me back to a bit of my roots here. So brought to you by the latest needle drop, right?
Right. I have a bit of a cold today. Yesterday I was thinking, because we were dealing with a lot of fires and things out here in L.A., I thought it might be some of the smoke I've been breathing, but it's a true cold. So I have a bit of a cold, slight fever, slight delirium, so I'm not sure exactly where this is going to go today.
I think it's for you, it's probably just love. You know, because you and your wife, you're on the longest honeymoon in history. I think it's a Guinness Book of World Records. That's probably what it is, Steve-O.
Well, you might want to check with her on that. But thank you for saying.
Well, no, tell her I said that. I mean, us guys, we got to stick together here. You know,
good. Yes,
I want the honeymoon to continue for you as it has been for Dr. Seuss's The Grinch here, number one, first week out, huh?
People wanted to see it. Yes, I think people are in the mood for the holidays. I think, first of all, we should just briefly talk about Stan Lee for a moment, because Stan Lee, who's been such a prominent force in what's been going on in the movies, you know, for the last several years, passed away on Monday at the age of 95. He was the master of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's the guy that came up with all of these characters, the Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man, X-Men, Iron Man, the Fantastic Four. And this happened at a period at Marvel between like 62 and 63. And these characters, and Marvel has gone on to make billions. You know, he was born in 22. He got this job at Marvel because you know, he thought he'd be there for a while. He wanted to write the great American novel. He wanted to be an author. Mm-hmm. That's why he changed his name from Lieber to Lee, because he said, when I get famous for writing these great books, I don't want anybody to know that I was involved in the comic book industry. So life had other plans, and he went on to become the creative force. And he didn't own Marvel, so he didn't really participate in a lot of the financial rewards. He did end up with about $50 million in the bank from some participation in some of this. But he died as Stan Lee, who was master of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and loved and adored and respected by people all over the world. So,
They should have at least given him. They should have at least given him some royalties for the T-shirts, you know.
You know, how are you going to spend it on at 95? So I'm sure he was fine. So let's talk about Dr. Seuss and the Grinch. Yes, number one, it becomes the third largest tune opening in November history. You know, I just think people are in the mood for the holidays. I think with everything going on, they're saying, hey, bring on the holiday. Let's deck the halls and throw some chestnuts on the open fire here and get things underway, because they showed up, 67.6 million. This is much more than they thought it was going to make, and it's going to continue to make money because the exit score, the cinema score, was like A-. So people are getting it high marks, and it will be probably the one to see over the holidays, which is kind of unusual.
Exactly.
Because third time around, I mean, it was based on the book in 57, but then they made a TV special in 96, another live-action film in 2000. 18 years later, we have another hit. That's the way it works.
What is the magic of this? Of the, you know, the Grinch, the whole Grinch deal is, you know, there's just something about it that compels people, right?
Well, I love Dr. Seuss. I mean, I love the whole world that he put together. It's an unusual tale, I think. And, you know, it's all about Christmas and the holiday spirit, so that's it. Bohemian Rhapsody, number two. We have Overlord, number three. The Nutcracker in the Four Realms, number four. Star is Born, number five. The Girl with the in the Spider's Web, outside the top five, it was number six. I saw the movie last week. And we were talking about the difference between this version and the Swedish films. They have taken this character. Claire Foy does an amazing job, and everybody does a wonderful job putting this together. But they've made her almost a female Batman, where she has almost these superhuman talents and powers now, where she's able just to do the right thing at just the right time. And you walk out going, nah, that's not really believable. And the beauty of the original films, even though they were subtitled, and they were much grittier and much more real and much more believable. So I'll get off my soapbox and we'll move along. Let's talk about the fantastic.
You're probably more right than wrong, actually, when you look at the number here. So we'll see what happens. It might be one of those ready-for-DVD distributions real quick.
As they say, it didn't do quite what they had hoped. So, Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald. This is J.K. Rowling back behind the typewriter. She wrote the screenplay for this, and also the first one, which was Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That first one grossed about $814 million worldwide. So they said, hey, let's do this again. And so they were bringing back Eddie Redmayne as the magizoologist Newt Scamander. This is the second installment of the Fantastic Beasts. Once again, J.K. Rowling is the author, and she's setting this in the wizarding world of J.K. And at the end of the first film, you may know that the powerful dark wizard Gellert Grindelwald, played by Johnny Depp, was captured by the Magic Congress of the United States of America with the help of Newt Scamander, and he made good on his threat. He escaped, and now he's set about gathering followers and trying to enforce his true agenda. So you have a great cast. Eddie Redmayne, as I was saying, we have Johnny Depp in this as well. It will do well. They say it might. it'll be number one. I'm saying it's going to make about $7 million. And once again, it's a beautiful movie, a lot of computer-generated imagery. You got all these fantastic beasts, and so maybe you wanted to see. Did you see the first
one? How does she come up with all these names? She loves it. I mean, more than anything, I just sit there and I'm just in awe just of the names. I mean, you know, it's Gellert Grindelwald and, you know, all this. It's amazing.
Go ahead. If we knew that, we might have JK's money, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess that's it.
Done rather well. We have another movie here called Instant Family, which I've been seeing the trailers for the longest time. This looks really good. It's getting good reviews, 71%, and it has a nice cast here. We got Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne in this one. And it's about this guy by the name of Pete and a couple, Pete and Ellie, played by Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne. They decide to start a family, and they stumble into the world of foster care adoption. And they hope to take in just one small child. But then I think, as is often the case, they meet three siblings, including this rebellious 15-year-old girl, and find themselves speeding from zero to three kids overnight. This is based on a true story. And this happens a lot, too. You know, we have single parents getting together and putting together these families where all of a sudden it gets to be quite a brood. 71% recommending, and one critic saying sometimes it acts like a dumb comedy, but it does have a message, and it turns out to be a moving family drama. So if that's what you're looking for, PG-13, one to take the family. Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah, you might just so hopefully it doesn't give you know your kids some bad ideas or something, you know. But
kids can get bad ideas on their own, I think.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, right. There.
On the other side of the coin, we have Widows. This is a girl power movie. Not always believable, but a nice ride, according to a lot of critics. 92% are recommending this. That's a great cast. This is set in contemporary Chicago, amidst a time of turmoil. You got four women who have nothing in common except a debt left behind by their dead husband's criminal activities. So they decide to take fate into their own hands, and they conspire to forge a future on their own terms. This stars, got a great cast here. We have Viola Davis, Michelle Rodriguez, Elizabeth Debicki, Robert Duvall is in this, Colin Farrell, Liam Neeson plays one of the husbands. That must be a brief part, because they are widows, after all, in this movie. And it's directed by Steve McQueen, who did 12 Years a Slave. Now, I would imagine quite violent. It's rated R, but quite well done. You may want to check it out. And it also is, the writer is the one that gave us Gone Girl, Gillian Flynn. So that might be one to see.
Yeah, I like the trailer. The trailer is loaded with action. It looks like a lot of fun. Well, they got Duvall busy, so it gets him off the political circuit for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, there you go. I love heist movies. And that's what this is all about, with the women doing the heisting.
Mm-hmm.
We have another movie called Green Book. I've been seeing this trailer for a long time, too. And one critic, I think, really hit the right note where he says there's something so right about this movie. Now, this is about Tony Lip, played by Viggo Mortensen. He's this bouncer from an Italian-American neighborhood in the Bronx. He's hired to drive Dr. Don Shirley, played by Mahershala Ali, who's this black pianist. And this is a concert tour from Manhattan into the Deep South. And they have to rely on this thing called a Green Book, which I wasn't familiar with. But this was a guide that would guide them to the few establishments that were safe for African Americans. And they were confronted with racism, but it really brings them together. Check out the trailer. Green Book, 88% recommending that one. There you go.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, we got a lot to choose from. Maybe some things to catch up on. You know, people are still talking about Bohemian Rhapsody. Boy, that story of Freddie Mercury just really has made an imprint on the minds of our culture.
Right, and that performance by Rami Malek is just something.
Rami Malek, wow, it's so awesome. I mean, when you have Freddie Mercury's sister saying that he portrayed him so well, you know, it was believable to me. Boy, if that isn't an endorsement, I don't know what is, right?
Yeah, that's about as good as it gets.
Well, we'll see you at the Cineplex. Large popcorn, light on the butter as usual, and lots of fun. Thank you so much. He is the movie guy. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website. website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.